Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Saturday, May 22nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping the news, there are 1.2 billion people without access to safe, clean drinking water. Many of them live in India. That's why Living Water International is involved in that particular Hindu nation. Living Water's president, Jerry Wiles, says many of those Indians aren't even allowed access to water.
In many areas, especially in the rural areas, Christians are denied access to the community water supply. But we're able to work with a Christ group or a small church plant. We will work with them in drilling a water well. They freely share their water with the other religions, which really opens the door for the gospel.
Meanwhile, Global Missions Fellowship may be celebrating a milestone this summer. GMF's Phil Hamblin says they may set a record for the number of short-term missions church planters that they're sending to 40 countries. Hamblin says more than 120 teams will be going out this year. He adds that the increasing number of short-termers is great news since church missions programs are declining.
There may be fewer churchgoers these days and fewer of the churches that are left that are involved in missions. But the ones that are getting involved in missions are really seriously getting involved.
Our short-term missions website offers a number of short-term opportunities. Go to stmdb.org and get more information. And finally, the Bible League is celebrating the success of Project Philip Monterey. This two-year scripture placement project was designed to further develop the Bible League's ministry in Monterey, Mexico. Original goals were to place 500,000 specially designed and easy-to-read Spanish New Testaments. Final totals exceeded that goal by several thousand. Church leaders say the disciples process in Latin America takes about 2 years, so they expect continued results. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.